Smokey Bear may be turning 70, but that doesn't mean he's slowing down on his mission to spread the message of personal responsibility in preventing forest fires. Smokey began his public service career in 1944 as a creation of the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council. Print, outdoor, and radio ads came first.
Hello there, folks. This is Smokey, the forest fire-preventing bear.
Followed by TV spots in the late 1960s. The Ad Council's Peggy Conlin says the advent of social media, though, has opened up new worlds of communication to Smokey in the last few years.
Smokey can't speak in person. The person who's in the Smokey Bear costume or the way he's depicted, he cannot speak except to say only you can prevent wildfires. But online is a very different matter.
With more than 25,000 Twitter followers and about 300,000 Facebook fans, an Instagram account, and a blog, it's safe to say he's got some serious social media chops.
Smokey is a very special social bear.
But Conlin says the power of Smokey's traditional message shouldn't be discounted. The Ad Council estimates that Smokey Bear has a 96% awareness rate among Americans, a figure that's not often reached through ad campaigns.
The approach to the campaign has not changed one bit. I think that's part of the success of Smokey Bear.
Here in Arizona, Forest Service Fire Prevention Officer Gary Roberts says the impact of the campaign can still be measured. He says within just the last 10 years, the Payson Ranger District has seen human-caused fires decrease by about 55%.
Do we have a need? Absolutely. Does Smokey still have a place? Absolutely. We'll always need to heed Smokey Bear.
And since the campaign began, human-caused fires nationwide have decreased by more than 50%, despite a more than tenfold increase in public visitation to U.S. forests. But Robert says that doesn't mean Smokey's job is easy. He explained that Smokey is currently fighting a misconception that his message was partly to blame for the mid-century practice of putting out all forest fires, regardless of origin.
Actually, if you go back, Smokey never said that we shouldn't conduct prescribed fire treatments or thin our forests, or even to extinguish all fires. That was never, ever his message.
So what does an icon like Smokey Bear want on his 70th birthday? According to Roberts, just vigilance. But please, no candles. Carrie Young, KJZZ News, Phoenix.